Okrons.
Lord, be in the words of my mouth now. May your message of love, hope, and peace be revealed through these words now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please do be seated. My one little elf is going to come forward and help me. Do we need another little elf, Adrian? Probably. Dan or Emmy, whatever you think. I'll pass the baby. Perfect. Well, Christmas is a family time. We're bombarded by the idyllic pictures of families together around tree or meal. But I want to begin by recognizing that this day is sometimes a very difficult day and that life is more complex. And we think particularly of those who will find this a hard day today. The Holy Family was a handpicked family, a family that was drawn together by God, a family that had to flee from terror and persecution. And as we hear the story again, let us reflect upon how we are called to be family together. Our biological families are too small. Life doesn't stop at these borders. Our church family doesn't look perfect either, but that's okay. We're learning and growing together as a family here in this community. Christ came to be with us, our Emmanuel. Now it's Christmas Day, so it's the tradition for vicars and rectors up and down the land to recount the Christmas story. But this is a familiar story to us all. So my challenge is, how can I make sure that you're really listening this morning? I think I have the answer, and I'm now going to tell the Christmas story through the medium of chocolate. Throughout the story, you will hear me say the names of familiar chocolate bars. When you hear one, I want you to put your hand up and shout it out. And if you're quick off the mark, you perhaps will win the bar of chocolate. So are you ready? Yeah, right, let's begin. Okay, eager ears here. The first Christmas all began with a girl called Mary. She heard a whisper from an angel who told her that she would give birth to God's son. How could this be? She was not yet married to Joseph. Shortly after, late one night, certainly after eight, Joseph was asleep. An angel appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, for the child within her has been conceived by the Holy Spirit. She'll give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he's God's rescuer." Joseph woke up and thought, "Wow, God's rescuer? This baby is going to be the greatest hero the world has ever known." You're getting the hang of it, I'm impressed. But before the baby arrived, political events overtook them. Joseph had to return to Bethlehem for the census. It was miles away, a right old marathon of a journey. That's for the older ones amongst us. They had to travel on a donkey. In those days, they couldn't get an aeroplane. On, little elf. And there were no double deckers going to Bethlehem. He needs to catch up a minute. Double decker, I didn't see who it was. Perfect. When they arrived, Joseph tried to find lodgings. They knocked and knocked, but everyone said, "No room." Eventually, a kind man lent them a stable, or Linda, I think it's supposed to be. Lent, yeah, again. them a stable to share with the animals. It was there that the baby, God's son, was born. He was named Jesus, which means savior. He's God's rescuer. That night, some shepherds were huddled round a fire, munchies, their supper. I hope you're making sure not one person's getting all of it, otherwise I'll be in trouble. Suddenly, God's angel stood among them, and God's glory blazed around them. They were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I'm here to announce a great and joyful event that is meant for everyone worldwide. A savior has been born in Bethlehem." "I Kit Kat you not." "This is what you're to look for. A baby wrapped in a blanket and lying in a manger." At once, the angel was joined by a huge choir and angelic minstrels singing God's praises. When the angels had gone, the shepherds decided that they just had to go and find this amazing baby. Crunch, crunch, crunchy crunch. They walked along the stone path into Bethlehem, looking for the stable. When they got there, they snickered into the stable so as to not to wake the baby. There was Joseph, Mary, and Jesus, who was lying in a manger of all places. The shepherds were lost in wonder as they thought about this child being so special. Could this be just as the prophets had foretold? Was he the Lion of Judah? Great listening. Meanwhile, in a far country, some wise men were busily scanning the galaxy when they saw... when they saw a new light in the Milky Way. Could it be Mars? I'm sorry, I'm going a bit fast. I've used all of Adrian's pocket money up, is all I'm going to say. Where do we get to? Mars. Okay, you're really listening. I'm very impressed. No, it was a special star bursting into the scene. Yeah, I decided we wouldn't throw the chocolate. There's too many precious things. Signaling the birth of a king. They knew they were meant to find the new king. So they packed a picnic. They did up their buttons. This is why I needed my elves this morning. And climbed on their caramels. Off they went, following the star. Adrian, I'll get kicked out. They went to Herod's palace to see if he knew about the royal birth. Herod was very interested. "A king has been born," he mused, but deep down, he could hardly conceal his snickers. He didn't really believe the wise men. And though the, oh, I'm going to say this in the teeth then, and though they mulled all teasers, but just to make sure, he reckoned he'd better put an end to this rumour before it began to ripple throughout Jerusalem. We just make sure this is fair. Who hasn't had chocolate so far? There will be chocolate at the end as well. Oh, Bella's going to help as well. Wonderful. So he decided to fudge the issue by saying that he wanted to go and worship the baby as well, and told the wise men to report to him on their way back. Herod sent for the priests and teachers to find out where the Christ was to be born. They said that it's written that he would be born in Bethlehem. So the wise men set off and came to Bethlehem. The star stopped over the place where Jesus was. However, they began to think their heavenly sat-nav had let them down. It certainly hadn't brought them to a quality street. Great choice. They caused quite a stir as they walked down the street. Cool, look at them. Look. I've said one local, he's posh. Sorry. Dead smarties wearing a crown. And then shouted after the wise man, give us a twirl, love. I didn't write this. I just like to say that. They eventually found the young Jesus and they offered him their bounty. Sorry. Oh, who said bounty first? I don't know. Okay. It wasn't all gold. There was some frankincense too and some myrrh. They explained that they'd come from a distant land following a star. Sorry. Sent by God. I'll pause a moment. I said it was worth listening. Yeah. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Then God warned them in a dream that Herod was up to his tricks again. Oh, I heard some over here actually as well. And really wanted to kill the child. So they took flight and headed home over the hills by another route. Jesus was born so that people from every place on earth might come to know God's everlasting love for them. Like the shepherds and the wise men, many people are looking for real love, meaning and purpose. Real love, that is what Christmas is all about. No wonder Christmas is such a cause for celebrations.
Amen.